Oh, my name is Bala Murugan Kalia, short Bala, and I work for the solution marketing team for Emerging Solutions. And in this position, I'm responsible for messaging and pushing of new products coming out of Emerging Solutions.
So my name is Anurag An. I'm working in the product management group in Emerging Solutions, being responsible for new products from SAP, especially for scripting languages.
Well, we're here to talk about scripting languages and the announcement of the new scripting tool. And so who wants to start with that?
Yeah,
come. Okay.
So SAP has been actively involving with the community, and one of the success is the SDN community. We have a big community now. And this has been a pretty good and successful initiative from SAP. And to take this further, we want to have this architecture of participation where we bring in the community to help us. First thing is drive the products. So that means we want a community to shape how the product should look like. And to that, we have this new offering, the framework and tool support for scripting languages. That means with these tools, they can access the SAP in a much, much easier way and faster way. So that's part of the game. The second part is enhancing the tool itself. The tool is for the community, and we want the community to build this tool. And that means it's an open architecture, and this will be an open source in the next few weeks, months' time, where the community will be able to participate in building the tool itself. So the community will build the tool, and community will use the tool to access SAP information, SAP data. So it's all about community here.
So this is something built by SAP in order to interact with the SDN community.
That's right. So, but I think it's critical to outline that we are not reinventing the wheel, which means that we have tons of SAP connectors already available in different scripting languages like PHP or Ruby. So our framework will allow to connect this kind of connectors easily into our framework, so that we have the full support of, number one, web services, and number two, the existing RFC connectors.
Well, that's going to be available at the SAP site. Is there a particular website for it, or can they just, they'll know where to go on SAP?
Well, we have a central download page in SDN under the technology area, and this will be our main download site for the tool.
And the next step... right now it's developed within SAP, and if this open source has to participate in it, we need to make it available as open source project. And that's where we are working on right now, that how do we make this whole thing open source and with SAP brand behind it, so people should not think it's a proprietary SAP software. So we need to get away from that. So we need to participate in it, but in a way that we are not dictating, but we are, as I said, architecture participation. How do we participate with the community to build this? So just because SAP, the big brand, is behind this, doesn't mean that we're going to hijack anything here. And we want the community to come and help us build this.
Okay. So they'll look for that on the SDN community website. And I've been speaking today with Andre Laban from SAP. And
Bala.
And Bala. And Bala Kalia as well. Thanks for being on the podcast with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.